USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the United States leads the world in a coronavirus vaccines with Operation Warp Speed, U.S. pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech said they have applied for the European Medicines Agency, or EMA. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's win in battleground states of Wisconsin and Arizona was confirmed following a partial recount in Wisconsin. The FBI is now involved in President Trump's claim of massive voter fraud using voter fraud information collected by Amistad Project, the project's director Philip Klein on Newsmax TV.
Well, it is a good sign, and there are actually other investigations ongoing which we cannot speak about that are good questions for the Federal Bureau of Investigation. But what our data shows is what we call the blood in the street. It's after the crime is committed, what evidence is there to show that a crime has been committed? And we have identified hundreds of thousands of ballots.
Philip Klein is the former Attorney General of Kansas. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.